This is Bob Bragg with the Farm News and Views Report. Last week, the National Weather Service released a new seasonal drought outlook map, which shows drought intensifying in the Four Corners region and much of New Mexico, western Colorado, and eastern half of both Utah and Arizona, which seems likely since the hot conditions of the past couple of weeks and lack of rainfall have moved the Four Corners region into an abnormally dry conditions, according to the Drought Monitor map. In June, the Bee Informed Partnership, a national nonprofit organization that works with beekeepers to improve honeybee health, reported that from April of 2022 to April 2023, beekeepers in the United States lost over 48% of their managed honeybee colonies, which was 9% higher than last year's estimated annual loss. The organization points out that the demand for pollination from commercial bee colonies is growing even though beekeepers have to work harder to make up for their losses. The U.S. Department of Agriculture estimates that 75% of the world's flowering plants and about 35% of the world's food crops depend on insect and animal pollinators to reproduce. More than 3,500 species of native bees, butterflies, and moths, birds, bats, beetles, and other insects help to increase crop yields, and honeybees are responsible for 80% of that pollination. New research by scientists at the University of California, San Diego, revealed that as key pollinators, bees play an important role in the region's floral diversity, but not all bees have the same influence on the plants they pollinate. Pollination by honeybees, which are not native to the Americas, produces plant offspring of considerably inferior quality. The study is believed to be the first to directly compare plant offspring fitness resulting from the honeybee pollination when compared with other floral visitors. Previous research at UC San Diego determined that feral honeybees accounted for more than 90% of the pollinators observed visiting flowers of abundantly blooming native plant species around the city. And researchers determined that honeybees visit approximately twice as many flowers on an individual plant before moving to the next plant, while native insects visit more plants during their daily rounds. This methodical foraging behavior of honeybees appears to have a detrimental effect on reproduction in the plants they visit, because most of the pollen delivered to flowers will come from the same individual plant, and this may lead to lower quality plant offspring. Researchers inferred that while the honeybees were busy, they may not be as good for plants as most native pollinators. Research involving a broad range of crops found that wild bees significantly improve fruit set whether or not honeybees were in the fields. Wild bees can be more effective pollinators than honeybees because they fly earlier in the spring, are better adapted for flying under poor weather conditions, and in warm, sunny weather, they often begin foraging earlier in the morning and fly later in the afternoon. Also, if bee diversity is high, when populations of one or several species fluctuate due to parasites or disease, the other species continue to provide stable pollination. Information about wild bees and tips for making your yard, orchard, or fields more bee-friendly are at ksjd.org on Farm News and Views. Marcus Aurelius, a Roman leader and a Stoic philosopher, wrote, "That which is not good for the beehive cannot be good for the bees." Until next week, I'm Bob Bragg.